first of all, could you please give me an overview of Spaghetti Southwestern Untangling Transport in Southwest London, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So my report is essentially making the case as to why we need a joined up integrated transport strategy for Southwest London. And that's my Assembly constituency, and that includes the boroughs of Hounslow, Richmond and Kingston. And I suppose the report comes from a number of places. Mostly it comes from numerous conversations I've had with my residents, especially those who are facing new development. And a common theme from those conversations is people say they understand that we need new housing, but that we have to do it in a way that's sustainable and a way that understands that we need new infrastructure to enable that kind of development. And often that infrastructure is around transport. So I was looking at what is out there at the moment, and the mayor has a plan that he says he's going to develop for the suburbs, but that's too broad. You know, you can't have a one size fits all approach to this. Outer London is all very, very different. So my report is essentially calling for this strategy that would look at problems that cut across borders of boroughs. And a good example of that, I suppose, is Hammersmith Bridge, for example, which is a problem that affects multiple boroughs across Southwest London. And the report would look at what we need to do, what kind of projects we would need to deliver that might help solve some of those cross-border problems.
This document mostly focuses on Southwest London. Are you working with any other Assembly members who might be forming reports on their own constituencies?
That's one of the key things about this, is that, of course, it's about Southwest London. That's my constituency. That's the place that I know the best. It's the place where I spent countless hours knocking on doors and talking to residents. But my hope is that it could well be a blueprint for other areas which have similar issues. And this again goes back to why I think the mayor is approaching this in the wrong way. In one sense, it's good that he's thinking about outer London, but as I say, you can't have that one size fits all approach. You have to have kind of a regional approach that takes into account local differences, local situations, and the potential local solutions that might solve the problems in different parts of London.
Could you tell me a bit more about the necessity for this report? So you're saying that the mayor is looking for a suburban strategy. Is there an argument against what you're arguing for that you're trying to combat with this report? Or are you just saying there needs to be more detail?
I think there definitely needs to be more detail, because what we have at the moment is you have strategies and plans that are either at too high a level, and that might be the mayor's approach, or too low a level. And you need that regional approach that understands that problems don't stop at the borough boundary. I mean, I've used Hammersmith Bridge as an example, and there are other examples as well. For example, the big proposed development at Mortlake Brewery that I was involved in, that would have massive transport implications that cut across borough boundaries, and actually also outside of London, which is something I also try and address in the report. So I think there's definitely a need there for that regional level overview that is bigger than a borough, but smaller than a city.
Throughout the report, you give many case studies. Was there one particular example that really kicked this whole, really kickstarted this whole project for you? You speak about Mortlake Brewery and about Hammersmith Bridge, but was there one where you're like, well, something needs to change?
It was Mortlake Brewery. It absolutely was Mortlake Brewery, because they were talking about that development as if it wasn't going to have an impact on transport. And I worked closely with the residents who were opposing those plans. And it was clear to anyone who even took a cursory glance at that project that it was going to have a significant impact, not just in Richmond, but definitely in Hounslow. And as I say, in outside of London, too. And there were all kinds of things that kept being thrown up throughout that project that I thought, actually, we need to have a look at it. One of those things, for example, there is no way of assessing the impact of new development on the increased numbers of delivery drivers, for example, or Ubers, Deliveroo, that sort of thing. And whilst a development might be nominally car-free, and there's quite a few new car-free developments going forward in Southwest London, this doesn't mean that they don't generate additional impact on transport and roads. So that was another thing that I thought, well, we need a different approach here.
TfL is a bit strapped for cash at the moment. Could you tell us a bit about how your plan for uniquely targeted policy versus a more encompassing policy might actually save TfL some money?
What you get with my approach is a strong evidence base of the current transport landscape and development landscape in Southwest London. You also get a wish list of projects that might solve some of those problems. So you end up with a very, very strong evidence base, which means you have an excellent negotiating position when you go to negotiate with the developers for contributions. It's called Section 106, but contributions towards mitigating the impact of developments in local areas. So you could, local authorities could point to the evidence base in the strategy and say, look, this, we know that your development is going to have an impact across a wider area than you might think. Therefore, we need more money from you to mitigate those impacts. And that kind of money would go to supporting the kind of transport schemes I'm talking about in my report. And ultimately, that would end up saving TfL money whilst delivering the kind of transport improvements that we need.
Could you take us through maybe one or two of the possibilities on your wish list?
You go. Anyone who's travelled across Southwest London will have experienced some of the things that we see. For example, through Richmond, you have many level crossings that can be down in peak times for 45 minutes in an hour, and it doesn't take long for that traffic to massively back up, and that impacts across a very wide area. The only real solution to that would be tunnelling. That is a big project. It needs a lot of thought to it, but it's the kind of thing where if it was included in the strategy, you might be able to develop, get more Section 106 contributions, and it might become more feasible. Another example, and this is something which is still developing, but the new ways of working are maybe more locally focused. People are working from home more, and yet our transport system is very much kind of hub and spoke. It's all from local suburbs into the centre. Maybe we need to look at whether more orbital transport is needed, more connectivity between local towns in Southwest London. You have the X26 bus, which is very popular, and that connects different parts of Southwest London. That is the kind of thing that would be included in this transport strategy. Maybe we need more orbital transport. Other things, for example, step-free access. There are parts of my constituency, notably Chiswick, which are step-free access deserts, and people with mobility issues are essentially cut off from living or working in some really beautiful parts of the city. If that kind of thing was captured in a report with evidence to back up why it was important, again, it would have an increased chance of getting funding and actually being delivered. Another idea, which actually was proposed by Boris Johnson when he was mayor, would be looking through at the A3 through Tolworth. And maybe we could have a project where that was actually put underground. And you think of the air quality benefits and the noise pollution benefits for people living nearby. So it's these kinds of things. We don't really have a wish list of transport projects in Southwest London, but perhaps we should.
Surely, with the exception of some more buses, these are major infrastructure projects. If this is what's needed to transform Southwest London, to where you want it. Is that actually feasible?
We need to demonstrate why these things are necessary. That wish list is just some things. There'll be other things which are far more locally focused. For example, you might have development that shows you need a new bus route. That's at the other end of the spectrum. But until we evidence these things, until we demonstrate why we need them, then they'll never happen. So we have to start this work somewhere. And I think that a report showing why we need an integrated transport strategy for South West London is a pretty good place to start.
You write on page 8 about how many of these large development sites have very low PTEL ratings. Could you tell us a bit about what's behind that, please?
Well, PTEL is the measure of what kind of access to public transport sites, locations have. And we have seen some very big development in some areas of really quite low public transport accessibility. For example, in Austerley, in Hounslow, we have an enormous development on two linked sites, over 2,100 housing units, with a PTEL rating level of 2, which is very, very low. It causes real problems, because if you have low public transport accessibility, what's the only other solution that people have if they want to get around? Well, they drive. And that's not good for congestion. It's not good for air quality. It's not good for the environment. So we need to think about how, if we have development in these areas, how are we going to mitigate those impacts? And that has to be through improvements to public transport. And that's a key part of this report, is evidencing what kind of improvements we would need, and especially when there's issues that cut across borough boundaries. The development in areas of low PTEL rating is unfortunately becoming more and more common. And is something that we need to address. And that's one thing that the report aims to do.
This report has been out for a few weeks now. Could you tell me what reaction there's been to it from people that you've submitted it to?
Yeah, the reaction so far has been quite positive. I think especially people who live in places where there's big proposed developments, ultimately they know best, and a lot of this is about how do we capture that that local understanding, that local knowledge, and build it into a report. So the reaction's been good, and I would like, if the mayor decided to accept this approach, I would like a key thing to be to get local people on board to help develop that strategy, because they live in these communities, they know what's best for improving them.